Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We spoke to Dan Leo, who's a former Samoan rugby player. He's been campaigning for the rights of Pacific Island rugby players. And there was big news from World Rugby yesterday, which was great for him. So it was good to catch up with him again. You'll hear all of that. We were joined by comedian Josh Pugh. Grassroots coach, still plays. Yeah. He had some interesting stuff to tell us.
Plays for England, Paul.
Yeah, he does play for England. Yeah. Really nice guy, very funny man, one to watch. We had a birthday spread.
We did.
We had a chat. Paul.
We had a lovely chat. Any Isle of Wight stuff get in, do we think?
Came
Who
up
knows?
With a really stupid cool topic at the end, and there might be a
proved
couple
very
of those.
Popular.
So here it all is. It is 7 minutes past one. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Afternoon, Paul. I think Arteta's been listening to me about getting Arsene Wenger involved back in football, Paul. I've been punting him for the Man United job till the end of the
Give
season.
Give it Arsene to the end of the
Give
season.
Give it Arsene till the end. Him or Neil Warnock, I said.
Is that what you've been saying?
Till the end of the season. But Arteta's obviously heard that and he's thought we'd better get him in at Arsenal
just
soon as possible.
Claim him before he goes
exactly.
off.
Exactly. You never
we'll
know.
Have news on Ralph Rangnick for him. We are going to head to Russia, ostensibly to speak to someone who's been asked to commentate on bare-knuckle boxing, which is apparently huge in Russia. And it's not illegal in this country.
No.
Interestingly, I was reading a bit more about it.
I've never been to one, Paul. I don't think I'd want to go to one.
I wouldn't have expected you to have gone to one either.
Actually, I was big on the scene. Just as I drop that now, you know. I'm pretty big on the bare knuckle.
They all
scene.
Know Charlie, like, on nodding terms of all. But I mean, the argument, which you've heard many, many times before, is that it's not illegal because if you drive something like that underground, it becomes far more dangerous in this country. They say it's regulated. There are medics on hand. There's some science that they talk about as well. But anyway, it's not for me, as they say, but it's certainly for a whole part of Russia. And we'll be talking football and more with Alan Moore over there, a man we've spoken to over in Moscow in the past. Now, a couple of things to get you going on this afternoon before we talk about a little bit of last night's football.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here, Paul. I was watching Had It On last night, flicked it on.
Yeah.
So watch Richard Madeley trawling through some fish guts.
Well, he's not well, apparently. They've had to
oh, really?
Airlift him
what
to,
a surprise.
To get a bit of treatment after what he ate last night. I hope he's all right.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
There we are. Anyway, Adam Woodyatt is on, who is, of course,
Ian Beale.
Yeah. And his introduction was, "Hello, I'm Adam Woodyatt, and you probably know me best for playing Ian Beale in EastEnders." And I thought, the word probably is doing a lot of heavy lifting there, Paul, isn't it? Like, yes, that is what we know you for.
He was
playing Ian Beale for 32 years.
He was in the Beale. He was in the Bill.
In the Bill.
He was in the Bill once, and he'd done about two other things.
Yeah.
But I think you predominantly, it's a bit like, "Hi, I'm Bill Roach."
Yeah.
You probably...
probably
you
know
probably
me.
Probably know me from playing Ken Barlow in. I mean, it doesn't just have to be Coronary Star. I'm interested in times that word probably did some quite heavy lifting.
Yes, I think there's probably. I'm Jeff Hurst. You probably know me for scoring.
Well, no, Jeff did a bit more.
Yeah, I know, but you know, probably.
Yeah, you probably do know most famously. You know, it's Troy McClure, isn't it, really? So you can get going on that. The word probably doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Yes.
The other thing was Charlie, I don't know if you're going to get in trouble for this, but Charlie was telling us what he likes to do is when he plays FIFA with his son, you try and get inside his head because you can't beat him legitimately.
Can't beat him.
I do in the birthday spread.
Exactly. He's 14, Paul, nearly 15. He's taller than a lot taller than me now.
Yeah.
He's pushing 6 foot. He's a big, big lad.
Towers over you, does
he? He's a great looking guy. He's got everything going for him. So I have to find ways to really bring him down a peg or two.
Yeah.
So I often suggest we have a bit of father and son time playing FIFA, you know.
Yeah.
And what I like to do is when he's about to score, is press pause.
That's low. That is. And what's his reaction normally?
Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it, Dad? We just won't play. I just won't play you anymore.
Wow.
Like that. And it's like, he gets upset with me anyway, you know. Right, imagine having me as your dad.
Imagine that. It's a terrible thought.
What a nightmare.
Bigger kid than he is.
Real terrible. Yeah. Oh, dear. Shouldn't be allowed.
So,
what do you do to wind up your kids?
What's it? Charlie's choice today? Nicest possible. How do you like winding up your kids? We all know, don't we? It's easy.
I was running the line.
They know how to wind us up as well, though. My two.
They'll
bring up a few old stories and stuff that have happened in the past, and then they'll get to me every time. But we all do it.
Drill down on
within the family dynamic. It's classic bants, isn't it?
When it's on your own, you know, when you're on your own, it's just the four of you. There's no one else.
That's right. Everybody knows the story. Everybody takes their turn of getting some clog. So anyway, talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH and J. Well, there was a load of football on last time, so now it's time for this.
UEFA Champions League review on TalkSport with Haycar. Buying a car never felt so good. Search Haycar to find yours.
Yeah, good people at Haycar join us now as we look back on last night's Champions League football.
Yeah. It was a great night. I just wish there was more on it last night because there were loads of games, but you know, people have sort of run away with the groups.
Dortmund went out though, didn't they?
They did.
That was
a bit
of a shocker.
Yeah. RB Leipzig, they've just left it too late, haven't they? They absolutely smashed them, but they just left it far too late.
There were some good games. City, PSG was top quality football, wasn't it?
It's like FIFA. That PSG is like a FIFA team.
We've heard a lot of people saying, Gabby Agbonlahor saying Chelsea probably the best team in the world at the moment. Mm-hmm. Andy, a Chelsea fan, wasn't having it. He said, you know, what City did to Chelsea at the Bridge. Yeah. And, you know, you look
that's
at
reverse psychology, though, isn't it, from Andy?
Well, no, I think he means it. I think he can see a few. We always see shortcomings in the team. But I thought City last night just played some really lovely stuff.
And I love seeing Raheem Sterling in that company. I just think he's such a good player. So when he's there and he's scoring and he's running at proper world-class defenders, I think he lifts his game the bigger the game, Raheem Sterling.
A lot of love for Thiago's goal. You ever caught one as sweetly as that, Charlie?
It reminded me, that goal, of a 99p flyaway shoot ball when you catch it on the air bit, you know, on the inlet. You catch it on that.
The valve.
You just catch it right and it doesn't quite hit on the beach.
Yeah.
It catches the wind beautifully, just flies in. What a beautiful goal. The goal we all dream of scoring, isn't it, one?
It's a cool catch. That was quite a low jeopardy because that home and hose Liverpool. Yeah. But it doesn't matter.
I was amazed they played the full, more or less full squad, you know. To play Salah,
played a few.
Mane, you know, you think you can rest them. But
you're right. It wasn't a night of massive jeopardy, but we did see some cracking goals and some good football as well, didn't we? And what about Sebastian Allaire? Well, the old West Ham fans, they must be thinking,
you can't believe it.
What happened there? The amount of goals he scored already.
There's a group online that is our old friend Lars Sivertsen has, which is a group of fans called. Yeah. Sebastian Haller is terrific, and I shan't say what they're spelling out there, but that they are known as the Sebastian Haller is terrific group. Sebastian Haller.
I always think it's
Henley, isn't it?
It's a Rupert Bell situation.
Exactly, yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport. Well, you may follow the grassroots coach on Twitter.
Yes.
He's comedian Josh Pugh. He does some very funny stuff on social media, little short films, one-man short films, yeah, based on all sort of his latest one. We probably can't play now.
A few of them we can't play.
His dad at antenatal classes.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Little specific slices of life that are very funny, aren't they, Paul? Very good indeed.
Good afternoon, Josh.
Good afternoon, gents. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're enjoying your work.
Oh, thanks for the plug there. Enjoying your loving the show, guys. Oh, yes.
Well, we're all friends now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all friends.
That's nice.
Yeah. But
first time caller, long time listener.
Josh, who's your team? You're a Villa fan, Josh. Who do you support?
I'm a bit of a neutral, you know.
Oh, right.
That helps.
Yeah, a lot of my mates are Villa fans. Then it's kind of like United, a few Newcastle fans and stuff. But where I am in the country, I'm not that bothered really. I like football, but I'm a bit of a neutral, but I'm also a bit bored of the Premier League as well.
Thanks for coming on, Josh. Anyway,
£100 worth of Wix vouchers heading to you. So the grassroots coach, Josh. That's are you actually a coach yourself, or is this a figment of your imagination?
So I used to do it when I was like 18, between 18 and 24. I used to volunteer coaching my local junior team. And it's just kind of born out of that, really. It's kind of a group of parents that are thrown together who would never necessarily socialise with each other, and they're forced to, everyone's in the same WhatsApp group, everyone goes to the Christmas do's, and then you've usually got some nutter dad at the helm.
Yeah.
Trying to implement tiki-taka with a group of six-year-olds. And that's what it is, basically.
You play, though, don't you? You do play football to a very high level, Josh. I know that. You play for England, don't you?
Yeah, so I play for England's Partially Sighted team. I've played for like 10 years. But we've not had a tournament for 2 years because of the COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're back at it next year. Then we've got a World Cup in 2023. So that'll probably be my swan song.
So have you always been partially sighted, or did you start playing the game before you became partially sighted? How does it work?
It's kind of got worse over time, really. Mm. And a lot of the lads have been able to see and then have lost some vision. So they've learnt to play the game, and they're obviously really good players, and they've been at clubs and stuff, and then it's happened to them. But there's a real mix of some lads that have had it since birth. Then obviously the goalkeepers, they can see normally.
Yeah.
Obviously, sometimes we'll play like sighted opposition.
Okay.
I think they think that our keepers can't see, so they're just smashing it from anywhere. They're just catching it and like rolling it out. So yeah, it's
this guy's cheap. I've got a match report on you actually here, Josh. This is interesting, Paul.
Oh, okay.
See what sort of player Josh is. Previously represented England in 2017, where the team finished third in the European Futsal Championship. But in one match report, Josh Pugh was again outstanding in providing England with a solid base from which to operate, and was immense in his defensive duties. You're the partially started Makalele.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my words, but yeah. No, it's a great game, futsal. Have you ever seen it? It's kind of getting bigger in this country, kind of, obviously, it's a sighted game as well. It's getting bigger in this country. It's televised a bit now. It's great for kids and stuff. Really good development tool, but a good sport in its own right. But I'm a bit of a plodder, really.
Mm. Yeah, now we've been following it from the very early days when Simon Clifford brought it over from Brazil and others like him brought it over and brought the game over. So, yes, it's a fantastic. It's a separate England team. We've been very successful, I think, in the past. The thing I like about grassroots coach is that it's a kind of tongue-in-cheek take on a dad as a coach, isn't it? For example, I'll give you one of his tweets. Great performance from the kids this morning. So nice to get all the subs on the pitch. Shame the ref didn't share our ethos. You got too many players and you're going to have to take somebody off. Junior football's about participation. And the sooner people realise this, the better. And another classic example, of course, you shouldn't be taking this seriously. Match day. Parents, please remember that many of the referees in our league are just young kids themselves. And can be influenced by shouting at them from the sidelines. So let's get the pressure on him early and come away with the 3 points.
You must get a lot of
dads liking that, saying, yeah, spot on, son. But at least there's a coach saying this sort of stuff.
How often do you get it that people do retweet it? Either, look at this, an absolutely disgraceful example of what is going on at youth football level.
More than should happen, really. And what's kind of nice and quite heartening about it is there's actually loads of nice parents.
Mm.
Kind of, you know, people get it, it's tongue-in-cheek and know, oh, this is, but then you do get the odd one. Either think, yeah, brilliant idea, let's implement this, or it's, this guy should be ostracised and, you know, should be hauled up in front of the FA and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, it's that's what you want with a parody thing. You want people to think it's real. That's where the beauty of it is, really.
And
but,
some of them are quite believable. I've just seen a group of under. I can't do that one. What was the other one? Great character shown by the kids today. I had to step in and ref the game, so I couldn't coach. And for them to equalise in the 24th minute of injury time was special. Well done, everyone.
Career's on the up, though, isn't it, Josh? You're doing ever so well. You're doing bits and pieces of bit of telly, I think you're doing here and there. And you've got celebrity fans. I think Harry Hill was talking about it the other day.
Harry and he said one to watch. He was really impressed. He went and saw. He said, I laughed a lot, really enjoyed it, Josh. So, celebrity.
And he used to say me when how the, you know, mighty have fallen. You know, really.
Yeah, I could be, 20 years, Tom, I could be stepping in on a mid-afternoon talk.
Exactly. Could imagine be. That. That's 20 right. years, yeah. Give Just it 20 years.
Give it 20 years. So where can we see you in action at the moment?
So I'm having a baby within the next 4 weeks.
Right.
So I'm kind of playing it by ear a bit, but I'm going to do a tour next year, and I'm always doing club gigs. I'm off tomorrow night though, so that should be all right.
Good stuff.
I'm winding Charlie up there.
He's doing my gig tomorrow.
Oh, is he? Oh, right.
I was thinking, no, you're not.
So where is that tomorrow night?
Oh, he can't come. It's sold out.
Oh, sold out. Fair. That's a shame. So grassroots
in a farm shop. I do a gig in a farm shop in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, genuinely. Really? Yeah.
I can rust like something from Emmerdale.
The blue
Let's
tin.
Let's have a comedy night, says Patrick Moore.
Blue tin farm shop in Oxfordshire. And we're outside tomorrow night. It's going to be great. -2, middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Dingle's comedy night in the farm shop. Grassroots coach. The H in coaches is a 5. Go and check it out. It's very funny. A Josh Pugh comic for those little short films that Josh does. All the best, Josh.
Thanks,
good to
Josh.
Talk to you.
Take it easy, both. See you soon.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. What a pretty major law change in the world of rugby yesterday. World Rugby approved an amendment to the eligibility laws, which means players no longer permanently are tied to one test team. They can switch to another country if they've not played test rugby for that country in 3 years. They can switch allegiances once. This is huge, especially for the Pacific Island game. And we're going to chat now to Dan Leo, who was a former Samoan player, who made the excellent film. We discussed it with him when it came out, Oceans Apart, Greed, Betrayal and Pacific Island Rugby. He's long campaigned for this to happen and for a fairer way for the South Pacific Island nations. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good evening here in Australia.
Good evening. It's almost probably the morning,
great,
isn't it?
Great to be back. Thanks for having me again.
Look, this is so good. When we heard about this, we immediately thought of you and thought we would get you on for a chat. It's kind of worth explaining just what this means, what this new ruling means to rugby in the Pacific Islands.
Yeah, for us, it's massive. Something that I've been campaigning for since I've retired and probably 7 or 8 years ago, and a lot of players who may have played for tier one nations, the bigger richer nations, which sometimes once or twice for those guys to have a pathway back to be able to give back to their islands of heritage is huge, given the fact that most of us are economic migrants or children of economic migrants, but our heritage is still very close to our hearts. So it transforms the sport. If anyone who knows rugby knows that some of the biggest names, our Pacific Island names, Joan Olomu, but mm-hmm. even in today's Manu Tuilangi, the Vunipola brothers. So we do provide a lot to the game, and for me this is about justice, allowing giving back to islands who have brought so much to the game of rugby.
It's going to be a slow burner, isn't it? Because the dream, I guess, then, is that the South Pacific Island Rugby becomes Pacific Island Rugby becomes kind of self-sustaining. There's a level of sponsorship and money in the game to stop players from the Pacific Islands going off to play elsewhere because they won't need to. That's going to take a while. I mean, in the short term, this is great, but the dream is in the long term, the difference it could make.
Exactly. That's what it's about. It's about making a sustainable pathway for, our islands who, Tonga is a country of 100,000 people. So, they need a leg up. And the only way we can do that is by, being able to access the human resources and the hugely, vastly talented amount of players that we have playing around the world for other nations. The goal is that, with that, they can bring back experience to help train up the local kids to be world-class players. But also, as you say, sponsorship opportunities. Hopefully the results improve so that we can command bigger test matches against better opposition, sell out stadiums, and the money that's generated that can help to fuel grassroots rugby in the Pacific Islands, which is what we're lacking now is finances and resources to be able to compete with the Englands, the New Zealands, the South Africas of the world. Hopefully all of this, and this is a small step in that process, towards us becoming, financially self-sufficient, that we can get to the point where our players don't have to choose, mm-hmm. bigger, richer nations first and foremost. They can actually play for Samoa or Fiji first before they make that decision to go elsewhere for money.
I can hear the relief in your voice. It's really nice to hear. Is there any downside at all? Is there any situation perhaps where if someone had a really great tournament that then one of the bigger nations might come in and say, well, do you want to play for us in 4 years' time?
I think that stand down's pretty long, that 3 year sort of cuts out any of that possibility. But for me, it's probably a little bit too long. I think the one downside is that, a 3 year stand down actually is possibly detrimental to the goal of this. And we want to be able to access our best players, in the primes of their careers. And if they finish, we'll use Mako Vunipola, he's on the fringes now of England, mm-hmm. hasn't been selected in almost a year. How great would it be if he could come back and be available for Tonga within a two-year period when he's still at his heights? 3 years is a little bit difficult. So there's teething issues. I wouldn't say by any stretch of the imagination it's a finished product, but it's a work on and it's a step in the right direction. The fact that I think this is the first time in my experience that World Rugby, the council, has voted. The old saying, turkeys don't vote for Christmas, has always been relevant to rugby because there's been a protectionism of the tier one nations just doing what's right for them and not looking, doing what's best for the growth of the sport. This flips that, massively bucks that trend. So it's a step in the right direction. Not by no means is the war over. It's just a small battle won in that process. But we're still in the middle of a war for for the development of the game and particularly for tier two and tier three nations.
maybe the flip side of that 3-year ruling is that, you know, you could have someone who thinks, well, you know, I'll start playing for Fiji or Tonga or Samoa, and, you know, I've probably only got to do this for a year. If it doesn't work out, I can go off to New Zealand or wherever. So, I mean, there is, it does allow someone to make a commitment. Once they have that commitment, 3 years does focus the mind, as you said.
Yeah, it does. I would have liked to have seen, you know, to safeguard any of that, you know, the possibility of, and maybe this is something for down the track that they make it, that you can only step down a tier from a tier one nation down to a tier two or three. You can't go up the other way, you know, just to safeguard and make sure that this law is being used for what it's meant for the development of emerging nations, and that there was, you know, some safeguards are in place that can't be, you know, exploited, to say. But as we say, you know, it's a step in the right direction. We can work with this, and hopefully, you know, the short term, you know, effects are, you know, a stronger Tonga and Samoa and Fiji short term. But in 15 or 20 years, you know, hopefully we won't need this law, because we'll just be developing and retaining our own players, because the financial situation will have evened out a bit and be a bit more of a level playing field. That's all we ask for.
Hmm. And finally, Dan, since the news broke, have you had any players reach out for you talking about switching allegiance?
Well, geez, I don't know if anyone in the UK knows the name, but Israel Folau has just been...
I think we do. Yeah,
he is coming across for Tonga. So he'll be playing in the Tongan jersey in their next test arena. Shame it wasn't. This wasn't announced a couple of weeks ago, because he could have been playing against England, and it would have been interesting to see what sort of reception he would have got from the rugby union crowd. But, you know, it's really, you know, Julian Savea, you know, an All Black winger. Actually, the current captain of the All Blacks, Ari Savea, has said that he'd love to play for Samoa at some stage in his career as well. So it's really, really positive. You know, I think not many, you know, Pacific Islanders, we always, you know, I'm born in New Zealand, but I always pay homage to my Samoan ancestry. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's... across the board for Pacific Islands, we're very proud of where we've come from and where our parents are from. And, you know, that's first and foremost in our hearts. So this opportunity to represent that side of us, you know, I think in today's world where most people, you know, have got some sort of dual citizenship or nationality at least, I think it's a good step from World Rugby to be, you know, to be reflecting the fluidity and changing environment that, you know, and parameters of not just the rugby, but of the world.
Well, Dan, good to talk to you. Well done. I'm sure your lobbying, campaigning and Oceans Apart, the film, played a big part in this. So good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks.
There we are. Appreciate Dan Leo, the former Samoan rugby player. And his film is still worth checking out. There are other aspects beyond this that are well worth highlighting. So go and check out Oceans Apart. I think it's still on Amazon or on Netflix. You can find it. It's really, really great. Good film. So, yeah, well done to Dan.
Well,
it's Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on TalkSport.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Charlie pointed out earlier on that he likes to play FIFA with his son, just to wind his son up. Just as his son's about to shoot and score, you pause it, don't you?
What's annoying about that, Paul?
And what does he do?
Why do you do it? Why do you, like, just complete...
Yeah, I can see it. I can hear it. It's a very good...
What? You've asked to play me. Because I asked to play it. I always ask to play him. Because it means we can spend a bit of time together.
He gets a bit sulky, does he, if you do that?
He doesn't get sulky. He's just annoyed at me, Paul. Okay. He's a lovely young man.
I used to wind up my son, says Daz, by putting muck in front of every item I requested at the drive-thru. So I would order some McFries, a McQuarter McPounder, a McChocolate McMilkshake, and a McFlurry.
Think of the fury going on in the back of the car
the
about
kid,
that.
Dad!
Why?
Still, you're getting it wrong, Dad.
Oh, you're so annoying.
Yeah. I drive my daughter mad by changing the lyrics to the songs from Frozen, Let It Go. Instead of the cold never bothered me anyway, I change it to the rain never bothered me anyway. Dad, it's cold! 4 years.
Furious.
She goes for every time. Oh,
the way to wind up a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old is just to get their age wrong. Just get their age slightly wrong. You're 5, of course, aren't you? I'm 6! What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
My friend Rob has just sent me a photo of him with Martin Chivers and Pat Jennings on the Isle of Wight ferry, Paul. Oh. And I was wondering if just for the last hour, Charlie's choice, we could do celebrities you've met on the Isle of Wight ferry.
Just no other ferry.
No other ferry. Not on a ferry.
Not
on
the Kowloon Hong Kong Island ferry.
81089. What celebrities have you met on the Isle of Wight ferry? We might get some, Paul. We might get none.
Might be some footballers. Quinny, you probably might even have Mark
Haley. We can narrow it down if you want.
Any footballers who've played for Pompey, quite possibly.
Any footballers you've met on the Isle of Wight ferry?
No, not for anybody. Not for, just footballers.
Just footballers. You narrowed it down, Paul. You made it more niche.
So you're going to get practically all Portsmouth players.
Well,
you
might find
get some
out.
Southampton
let's
players.
Find out, Paul.
Yeah, I don't know.
You might get some people who've retired to the Isle of Wight.
Okay, then Charlie's Choice. We don't normally do them, but we have today.
There we are.
Keep them coming. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet at TSHNJ. We mentioned Charlie said the word probably was doing some heavy lifting when Adam Woodjat said, you probably know me best from playing Ian Beale in EastEnders. The word probably doing a lot of heavy lifting. We mentioned, somebody mentioned that Chesney Hawkes, you probably know me best from my song, The One and Only, doing some heavy lifting. Ed said, and Charlie said, you did a gig with him and he did it four times and got off.
I think he was employed to do it.
Yeah, four
times. And, you know, it wasn't sort of, you know.
Ed went and saw him. He said, I saw Chesney at a student night.
Okay.
He did all new stuff, including a cover of American Pie, the full version, and only did the song as his third encore. Mate, you come back and leave him wanting more.
This times? Is the new one.
If he was, he probably said, like, I don't want a fee for doing the gig, but what I want is I want a quid for everybody who shouts, one and only.
So if you play the one and only.
If you do it as a third encore, you've probably made about
American
a couple
Pie,
of
the
quid.
Full version. What the is 11 minutes, and I think
did Freebird that night as well, the long version. Yeah, getting song lyrics wrong is a lot of things. Mick the Geordie does it as well. He says, I sing in the car to all the songs she likes, but I sing the lyrics really badly. Oh. My 8-year old tells me, a 38 year old, to grow up. But maybe she has a point, he says.
Well, I think it's just people. I think what it is, you're just trying to get a reaction out of your child so they converse with you in any sort of way, you know, so they're not just silent on
Chris, the Bristol City fan, says, I do it every time too. He said, my lad says, like, Dad, do you know Harry Kane? And no, he doesn't say it that way. He said, Dad, do you know Harry Kane?
Yeah.
He said, well, no, not personally, but carry on.
Oh.
So he said, so Dad, do you know X? And he, not personally, so carry on. I slightly killed it in the way I said it. I do apologise.
So it's all in delivery, Paul.
Yeah.
It's the way you tell him.
Christmas Eve, we have a bit of a get-together. You might join us on Zoom.
I'm going to join you on Zoom at least, Paul. Yeah, at least.
Andy and myself will be here. And last year, because of the virus, of course, we couldn't bring the listeners in. It's still very difficult.
Yeah.
You know, we're not through the pandemic yet. And we can't have a great big group of people. We want to cause any issues for anybody at all. So we're going to do it via Zoom again. But it does allow a lot of people who couldn't make it into central London on Christmas Eve to be with us on the day and to appear on the show. So it's pretty straightforward. We play some old... I met Chesney Hawkes on the Isle of Wight ferry.
Doesn't count.
This could be a football. about that. But anyway, what we do, we play some old karaoke classic clips that you'll know. We'll have a chat with you, the listeners, find out what you're up to for Christmas. A bit of a Christmas Eve party. Yeah. And we'll do it all remotely, so you can be anywhere in the world. Apparently, we've got people from Ecuador joining us.
Oh, lovely.
You just need to be available between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock our time on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
How does the karaoke bit work, Paul?
I think people
just sit there a ball bounces on top of the words.
They know the clips off by heart, as a fellow Celt, that'll be there, you know, Beaky on a roller coaster. So some of the Mad Mike.
Sounds great. It's going to be a Zoom Christmas
Eve.
Everybody can join it. Lovely.
If you can join us, we're going to put something up on TSHNJ, TSHANDJ on Twitter. That's the easiest way to follow the link. Fill in a little form. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you can be there with the family and the kids or whatever you want to do, and just chip in on the day. We'll have a chat with you. Be part of that now traditional Christmas Eve show.
They said it wouldn't work, Paul, but here we go. I met Bernie Clifton on the Isle of Wight ferry in 1986.
Not a footballer.
I met Steve Stone, there we are, formerly of Portsmouth and Aston Villa, on the Isle of Wight ferry.
Yeah.
I met David James on the Isle of Wight ferry going to the festival. Yeah. You see, Paul?
These are just not going to get boring, are they? Arthur Lowe, Dad's army
lovely.
Phone
Don't tell him.
On the Isle of Wight, very 1974, very nice.
Where are you going? The Isle of Wight.
Yeah. Where are you off to then?
Don't tell him.
Where are you off to, Captain Mannering? We're going down, Captain Mannering.
Where are you off to on the Isle of Wight ferry? Don't tell him, Pike.
Don't tell him, Pike. There we are. I met Roger de Courcy on the Isle of Wight ferry.
Not a footballer.
No, you met him on the ferry to cows. That means the ferry to cows. I'm not a ventriloquist. Glyn in High Wycombe. We don't want the ferry to cows. We want the Isle of Wight ferry. Yeah, same. Anyway.
I knew people would have done it, that. Paul. It's a great one. I met Andy Impey on the Isle of Wight Ferry. There we are. Nice, isn't it, Paul? It's good.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just so boring. Talksport.com. So you got me out of there.
Talksport.com. Clips of the week.
He dragged me down to your level, Charlie. Talksport. Isle of Wight. Ferry. Talksport.com. Text 81089. Tweet. Join in if you want to. I'm not joining in. You're on your own.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Here we go then, it's birthday spread time, that point of the show every Thursday when Andy Jacobs sets us 10 birthdays. He'll have a top quality gag attached to each one of them. And it's the job of myself and Charlie to try and guess, and you at home, play along at home, tell us how you get on. If you can guess the birthdays correctly, and we'll have a margin of error that builds as we try and guess the years, and the one with a short margin of error after 10 birthdays is the winner. Last week, Charlie was the winner.
Yeah. I think my win should count double because, A, you've been playing the game a lot longer than me, and also, you don't want me to win, Andy doesn't want me to win, listeners don't want me to win, Max doesn't want me to win. I'm really just fighting.
I don't want you to win.
I'm like the Millwall in this situation. No one likes me, I don't care.
Charlie, Andy's Switzerland. He's neutral. I don't know what Jeff feels about it. Well, fine. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon. No, I'm totally neutral.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, he doesn't want me to win. He loves watching me squirm.
I don't mind who wins. Yeah. As long as the game is the winner.
Yeah,
of course.
Is Jeff Peters back in the nerve centre?
Answer that phone.
It's great to have him back in the nerve centre.
Yeah, it's so good to be back. 10-4 is the latest score with Paul in the lead. Francois Ozon did for Paul last week.
Yeah.
Dramatic. Drama in the extreme, as Nigel Pearson would say.
Indeed. I've chosen to go off first today.
Wow, okay.
I'm going to lead us off because it is my choice as the loser. Mm. And that effect died out quite quickly. Here's Pelé. Oh, no, it's back.
Pelé, wasn't it? What happened?
Answer that phone.
Pelé, answer the phone, Pelé. Answer the phone. First birthday.
The first birthday today is the actress Oscar winner in 2018, Alison Janney. Alison Janney.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this about Alison. She's absolutely sport mad. So much so she named her baby after the West Indian fast bowler Tino Best and hopes one day he'll be head of FIFA. Yes, I see great things for Janney's infant Tino.
Oh,
yes.
Lovely.
What very, a star.
Good.
Beautiful. What a star.
Beautiful.
It's all downhill from
that
here.
That Talksport book's on the way, Andy, I tell you.
Yeah. Reconstructed.
Alison Janney.
Alison Janney, yeah, great actress, West Wing and all that. What is she, about 63?
Yeah, I was thinking she'll have, West Wing was 90s, wasn't it? Yeah. She was, 62.
Yes, she's 62.
Yes! Oh, okay. Direct hit for Charlie. What a start for him.
So, Paul won out, Charlie. Dead on the money.
That's
what a start.
Good start. We're laying down a marker. Charlie goes first now. We take it alternatively to the last one, of course. Here we go, Charlie. You're next.
Okay, it's birthday number two. The motor engineer and managing director of Formula One Motorsport, Ross Brawn. Ross Brawn. And the last time I saw him, he was standing directly below a blue plaque on the side of a house belonging to Brad Friedel. Yeah. It was Brawn under a Brad sign.
That was lovely.
For the Blues fans.
Two bangers so far. Brawn two bangers.
Yeah. What did we think there?
72.
Ross Brawn? Okay, I'd say he's about 54.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, he's 67, Ross.
Is he really?
Yes.
I thought he was mate. Has he used palm olive?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the right person, aren't
I? Don't think you are. He used to be head of Ferrari and head of all sorts.
Yeah.
I must be. I must have looked at a very old. Oh, that's nice of you. Nice. You kick a man on his birthday. I must be looking at an old picture of him. Well, Ross is done, but I'll be getting an invite to the pits after taking 20 odd years off him. So, what's that done to the scores,
Paul? You're 13 out on that one. So, you're on to 14. Charlie, 5 out that you were mocking.
Yeah.
And Charlie's on 5. So,
that'll teach me to be cocky, won't it? Yeah.
Early lead for Charlie.
Okay, I go first on the third one. Here we go.
Okay, it's the actor, actress and model Bo Derek. Bo Derek. And wow. Yeah, I know. I was helping I was helping her to put together a pine table she bought from IKEA. And as we were assembling it in the garden, there was a downpour and the whole thing collapsed on top of her. It was nostalgic to see Derek Underwood in the
beautiful. Honestly, these are quite good, Andy. You're
very good,
yourself.
Andy. Very good indeed. You employed a writer this week or something?
Well, he does. He's got someone in. He's got writers in.
He's got a man in.
He's got a
big team behind him this week.
Like 10 writers in a room all pitching ideas. Okay, what have we got?
Yeah, okay. We'll go with a Derek one. That's
we'll
great.
Go with Derek Underwood.
We'll stick with that one.
Don't worry, it's downhill from here.
Okay, Bo Derek. I mean, again, the word probably would be doing heavy lifting if she said to you, probably know me best from the film with Dudley Moore, 10.
Mm, yeah.
What is she now, Bo? Bo
that's
Diddley.
That's the game point.
Bo Derek is, she's got to be about 70, isn't she? 70, I'm going to go. What do you think?
I think she's about, I'm going to say 68.
She's 65.
Oh, wow, okay. Sorry, yeah. Bo, if you're listening. Take some years at Ross Brawn's and I'll meet you in the middle. Yeah. What's that down to the scores, Jeff?
Paul, you're 5 out onto 19. Charlie, 3 out on that one. He's onto 8.
Oh, this is very good play by Charlie. He's really got the hang of this game. So here we go.
Yeah, it's the cricketer, the Sri Lankan cricketer, Marvin Attapattu. Marvin Attapattu. Great scenes this week when Marvin won the great Sri Lankan bake-off. Attapattu cake, baker's man.
As you said.
You can't be gold everyone.
No, either. That's right. Just bury it. It's like halfway through a series. Bury the Duff episode back.
Episode 4.
Yeah. The writing team left after the first.
We'll give you 3, Andy, and then we're going for lunch.
Yeah, we're going for lunch.
I don't know who this is, so I've got to decide if he's playing now or if he's
45.
51.
Oh, she was a bit higher. So that's made it a bit more interesting,
yeah,
though, Jeff, isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty even, isn't it now?
Yeah, it has, Charlie. 16 out on that. So you move on to 24. And Paul is 6 out. He moves on to 25. 1 in it after 4.
A cruel game.
You're still winning, though, Charlie.
Oh, so long to go yet. It's only half time.
Nearly half time. You've one more to go. Yeah, yeah.
He's the president of Dixon's Retail, Lord Stanley Calms. Lord Stanley Calms. And we were on a visit to Anfield for a Liverpool game when he tripped and fell. I had to give the alert. Calms down.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
The Liverpool transmitter has just...
I think it has. Yeah, definitely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Do you know Lord Stanley Calms?
I'd have gone with the...
Have I been cancelled?
I'd have gone Stanley Calms before the storm. I'd have done the storm.
I caught him once just before it... Oh, it bucketed.
Yeah. It was Calms before the storm.
Like Comedy Workshop.
Yeah, it is. I'd say
Millets.
I'm guessing. I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, the Dixon's next to Millets.
Yeah,
it was Calms before Peter Storm. No, maybe not.
Don't you start. You're doing it for a living. Don't expose yourself like this, Charlie. You'll never get a gig again.
Just showing the workers out, making Andy feel better.
It's good, really. I'm pleased with that.
You're clearly not one of the writing team. No. 68, Lord Stanley Combs.
Lord Stanley Combs. Well, I'm going to S-house it because I want to stay in the game. Okay. So I'm going to go 70.
No, funny enough, I bumped into him. He knows somebody, and he's really old. He's 90.
Okay. He bumped into him. He had a fall, didn't he?
Careful.
I was in a restaurant.
Don't bump into 90-year-olds, please, Andy.
There he was.
All right. So what's that?
I was in the Ivy.
That's right.
With Lord Stanley Combs and Sir Johnny Weaver.
Sir Johnny Weaver.
Exactly.
What's that down to the scores, Jeff?
Paul, you are 22 out on that one, so you're on to 47 at the halfway stage. Charlie, 20 out. He is on 40. And if I've got these wrong, somebody will tweet me and tell me. So 47, 44.
3 in it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just have an orange and 5 minutes break. Andy can work with his writers on the next 5 gags, and we'll see you for the second half very shortly.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Christmas just around the corner, and if you're still looking for the perfect gift for the sports fan in your life, look no further. TalkSport's brand new book, the TalkSport Quiz Book, is available to purchase now from Amazon and all good bookstores.
Yes, there are 2,500 questions split into family-friendly, easy, medium and hard sections for each sport, and this awesome quiz book is the ultimate test of sporting knowledge and the perfect Christmas gift for anyone who loves the ups, downs and hilarity of the world of sport. Grab a copy today from Amazon and all good bookstores.
We spoke to Alan Moore over in Moscow earlier on, he knows a bit about Ralph Raniuk because he does a bit of work at Locomotive Moscow where he's been working. And Alan said they neither want him or need him. He couldn't see it happening, but in the last half hour we've discovered that it looks like he's very much on his way to Old Trafford. But Alan says it's the most insane thing I've heard this week. He derailed Locomotive Moscow, see what he did there, and left the club in a mess. So
there we are.
Generally, a lot of people have been feeling it's a good move, but yeah, not Alan over in Moscow.
John Smith has tweeted us, I'm driving to Torquay to watch Halifax on Saturday. Give me a shout out, please. Depends who you're supporting, David. But
if you're supporting Halifax,
I hope you have a terrible weekend and it's a wasted journey.
Good old Charlie. He knows how it works in radio land, as Rodney Marsh used to say. Let's bring Andy Jacobs back and Jeff Peters, our official scorer, for the second half of the birthday spread. It's... Yeah, all right. 47 versus 44. And Charlie, here's Pelé again, and you lead us off for the second half.
Okay, birthday number 6, proving that I definitely don't use writers. It's former president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan. Goodluck Jonathan. And in 1983, he created Nigerian snooker history when he made the first televised 147. And Bill Werbenick looked round the screens as the commentator said, "Oh, good luck, mate."
Oh, gosh.
I put that one in for myself.
I know former Nigerian president.
Yeah, good luck, Jonathan.
Good luck, Jonathan.
Could be any age, can he? Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? You know who he is, don't you?
I don't know.
68.
I think he might be a bit older than that, Charlie. 80.
No, he's 64.
Oh no, this is the. I'm not. Bad luck, Jonathan, during the break. There. I had a bad feeling about the second half.
You always tell me you have a bad feeling.
I don't, Charlie. I don't. I'm going very confident. Not today. So what's that done? The scores, Jeff.
Paul, 16 years out on that one. So you're on to 63. Excellent guess from Charlie. I had no idea who he was. 4 out, and he's on 48. So 15 in it with 4 to go.
What a game. And you can S-house your way to that final one, can't you? You're better than that.
Someone pressing pause just as I'm about to shoot.
I know whatever I say now, Ariel S-house is way in the
what's
next
What's Paul
one.
On? 60 what?
I'm on 63, 48.
63, okay.
Okay, Andy.
Okay, it's the Prime Minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen. And I'll never forget being with Ron Atkinson when we first encountered her at the start of the week. It was a shock. Met her on a Monday and my heart stood still. To do big Ron.
Didn't really sell it. Should have sung it. Shouldn't have really sold it.
Well, I couldn't have sung it.
I thought you were going to go with, I met her on a Monday. Oh, yeah. Took her for a drink on Tuesday.
Is she, what's the surname?
Frederiksen.
Mette Frederiksen.
I thought you might have gone Facebook Frederiksen. Yeah, that's true. Still the president, yeah?
I believe so, yeah. Prime Minister
of Denmark.
I think they normally have kids in, don't they? Scandinavian countries. The Prime Minister's probably about 16. That's probably not true.
Is that your first answer?
No. He did just say... pumping out numbers until he gets an answer.
55.
Yeah, I think you're... What is it? I think you're close. Don't say what it is. I haven't answered yet.
What do you think it is?
I think it's 54.
Yeah,
Paul.
I thought you might have said that, Charlie. What is it?
44.
44. Okay. Well, you have to think about it. Yeah. So what's that? What's the scores, Jeff?
Paul on to 74. Yeah. Charlie on 58. 3 to go.
Okay. All right. I'd love it. Hey, he's still got to get to number 10. Right. Go on, dude.
Well, I might not. Won't know who this is, will I? So
go on, Charlie.
Okay, it's the singer and songwriter Horse McDonald.
Oh yeah,
Horse McDonald. She was playing the Cheltenham Music Festival when Bruff Scott walked by and asked, "Who's that?" "It's the Haas, Brad. It's the Haas."
Doing all today. Writers obviously had the afternoon off.
That was a good joke, Horse McDonald. That was a good joke. I'm loving it.
I think Andy went. I'll take it from here. After the three, I've got the idea. I'll take it from here.
Are you spelling horse? Horse.
Yes, Horse McDonald.
And what is she? Is it she?
She's a singer and songwriter.
Okay,
yeah.
Horse McDonald. Yeah, okay.
And I had to look her up. I didn't know. I'd never heard of her either.
46.
She's a woman.
46.
And Horse is one of those names you can't put a handle on, can you?
Oh,
goodness sake. For goodness sake, Charlie. What with that and the Isle of Wight ferry?
Ridiculous.
Clickety click 66.
Oh, we're back in the game. She's 63.
Oh, okay. Well done, Paul. So, what's that done to the scores, Jeff?
Well, that has made it interesting, very interesting. Right. So, Paul, 3 out on that. So, he moves on to 77. Charlie.
Hang on. Yes, right, 77. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
I bet you're a nightmare. I bet you're a nightmare to play Monopoly with. Got a house on that.
Charlie is...
£15, I think you'll find.
Charlie's 70 now, so on to 75. So there's two to go.
Here we go. Not so much S housing going on this next one all of a sudden. Right, next one. Go on, Andy. Crack on.
Okay. It's Ben Helfgott, president of the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust. Right. Sir Ben Helfgott.
Right. Okay. I haven't got it. 75, I'm going to go.
80.
92.
So what's that done?
It's just opened the gap a little bit for Charlie. So 17 out you were, Paul. So you're on 94.
Yeah.
Charlie, 12 out. He's on 87. It's a very high-scoring game today. But there are, what, 7 in it with 1 to go.
7 in it with 1 to go. Charlie, you go first. Here we go,
okay.
Andy.
Okay, it's the Conservative MP for Havant, the government whip, Alan Mack. Alan Mack, M-A-K, Alan Mack. He's been absent from the House, actually, for so long, people are beginning to talk. Even Mark Morrison wondered when he might be coming back.
Return of the Mack.
Once again, oh, my God. Oh, I do. Right. 52.
And I'm 7, yeah? 7.
Yes.
52. Okay, I'll go 60.
He went the wrong way. 38.
Get it!
That was quite...
I thought
it was bleak for you, Paul. All the way. You had a chance there as well. Oh, little open goal to roll it in.
What did you say, 60, Paul?
60, I said.
I dived the wrong way for that pen, Paul, and you just had to tap it in the other side.
Getting a nought on the... You did play well today, Charlie.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, you sound pretty angry about it.
No. I know now I've got up my game.
Well,
you've got to up your game. What about me?
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, the final scores, it was an exciting game, but a high-scoring game.
Oh, okay.
116 plays 101. So Charlie wins. Back-to-back wins.
Dragging you down to my
Charlie,
level, people.
10-5 now.
10-5. A mine count double, so it's 10 all. Lovely.
Yeah, okay. Nice. We'll do it all again next week. Charlie, I thank you, Andy. Andy, I'll catch up with
you tomorrow. For me, Janny's Infantino is a distant memory.
Felt like a long time ago. Thank you, Jeff.
Cheers, guys.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show.
There it is.
I'm back with Andy tomorrow with the clips of the week, etc. Charlie, I'll see you on Tuesday.
You will indeed. I'm back Saturday morning with Max for the game day warm-up. Nice. Autobiography Wars, time difference, all the other things. I never do, Paul. I can never remember. It's a 3-year competition. It's the Champions League. I can't remember who's playing.
Fair enough. Okay, if you can join us in one, if you can. If not, podcast available around 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.